Chapter 19. Rebel.
Putting in a shield was Graf's last act, and we know there were grave concerns. Why not play it safe and at least change a shield to another army?
This is not necessarily a Bonzo Madrid situation for Bean.
But we have no assurance that it's not, sir. Colonel Graf kept a lot of information to himself, a lot of conversations with Sister Carlotta, for instance, with no memo of what was said. Graf knows things about Bean, and I can promise you about Ashiel as well. I think he's laid a trap for us.
Wrong, Captain Dymack. If Graf laid a trap, it was not for us.
You're sure of that?
Graf doesn't play bureaucratic games. He doesn't give a damn about you and me. If he laid a trap, it's for Bean.
Well, that's my point.
I understand your point. But Ashiel stays.
Why?
Ashiel's tests show him to be of a remarkably even temperament. He's no Bonzo Madrid. Therefore, Bean is in no physical danger. The stress seems to be psychological, a test of character. And that is precisely the area where we have the very least data about Bean, given his refusal to play the mind game, the ambiguity of the information we got from his playing with his teacher login. Therefore, I think this forced relationship with his bugbear is worth pursuing.
Bugbear or nemesis, sir?
We will monitor closely. I will not be keeping adults so far removed that we can't get there to intervene in time, the way Graf arranged it with Ender and Bonzo. Every precaution will be taken. I am not playing Russian roulette the way Graf was.
Yes, you are, sir. The only difference is that he knew he had only one empty chamber, and you don't know how many chambers are empty because he loaded the gun.
On his first morning as commander of Rabbit Army, Bean woke to see a paper lying on his floor. For a moment he was stunned at the thought that he would be given a battle before he even met his army, but to his relief the note was about something much more mundane. Because of the number of new commanders, the tradition of not joining the commander's mess until after the first victory is abolished. You are to dine in the commander's mess starting immediately. It made sense. Since they were going to accelerate the battle schedule for everyone, they wanted to have the commanders in a position to share information right from the start, and to be under social pressure from their peers as well. Holding the paper in his hand, Bean remembered how Ender had held his orders, each impossible new permutation of the game. Just because this order made sense did not make it a good thing. There was nothing sacred about the game itself that made Bean resent changes in the rules and customs, but the way the teachers were manipulating them did bother him. Cutting off his access to student information, for instance. The question wasn't why they cut it off, or even why they let him have it for so long. The question was why the other commanders didn't have that much information all along. If they were supposed to be learning to lead, then they should have the tools of leadership. And as long as they were changing the system, why not get rid of the really pernicious, destructive things they did? For instance, the scoreboards in the mess halls. Standings and scores. Instead of fighting the battle at hand, those scores made soldiers and commanders alike more cautious, less willing to experiment. That's why the ludicrous custom of fighting in formations had lasted so long. Ender can't have been the first commander to see a better way. But nobody wanted to rock the boat, to be the one who innovated and paid the price by dropping in the rankings. Far better to treat each battle as a completely separate problem, and to feel free to engage in battles as if they were play rather than work. Creativity and challenge would increase drastically, and commanders wouldn't have to worry when they gave an order to a tune or an individual whether they were causing a particular soldier to sacrifice his standing for the good of the army. Most important, though, was the challenge inherent in Ender's decision to reject the game. The fact that he graduated before he could really go on strike didn't change the fact that if he had done so, Bean would have supported him in it. Now that Ender was gone, a boycott of the game didn't make sense. Especially if Bean and the others were to advance to a point where they might be part of Ender's fleet when the real battles came. But they could take charge of the game, use it for their own purposes. So, dressed in his new and ill-fitting Rabbit Army uniform, Bean soon found himself once again standing on a table, this time in the much smaller officer's mess. Since Bean's speech the day before was already the stuff of legend, there was laughter and some catcalling when he got up. "Do people where you come from eat with their feet, Bean? Instead of getting up on tables, why don't you just grow, Bean? Put some stilts on so we can keep the tables clean." But the other new commanders, who had, until yesterday, been toon leaders in Dragon Army, made no catcalls and did not laugh. Their respectful attention to Bean soon prevailed, and silence fell over the room. Bean flung up an arm to point to the scoreboard that showed the standings. "Where's Dragon Army?" he asked. "They dissolved it," said Petra Arcanian. "The soldiers have been folded into the other armies. Except for you guys who used to be Dragon." Bean listened, keeping his opinion of her to himself. All he could think of, though, was night before last when she was, wittingly or not, the Judas who was supposed to lure Ender into a trap. "Without Dragon up there," said Bean, "that board means nothing. Whatever standing any of us gets would not be the same if Dragon were still there." "There's not a hell of a lot we can do about it," said Dink Meeker. "The problem isn't that Dragon is missing," said Bean. "The problem is that we shouldn't have that board at all. We're not each other's enemies. The buggers are the only enemy. We're supposed to be allies. We should be learning from each other, sharing information and ideas. We should feel free to experiment, trying new things without being afraid of how it will affect our standings. That board up there, that's the teacher's game, getting us to turn against each other. Like Bonzo.